Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And now he's back to where he wants to be physically. And as you've said, Vinny, he looks a little more slim, streamlined
than he
did as a rookie.
Yeah, because I remember last year I said he looked like he doesn't have a man body. Whereas you look at Voorhees got a man body. But Voorhees is probably 3 years older than him, too. But now his body looks much better. And how does that help him? Well, I think the biggest thing is putting his foot in the ground and anchoring. Because he didn't have a great anchor. And now he's got more ass, you know, because if you got to be able to anchor, you got to have a strong lower body. And to have a strong lower body, man, that's your thighs and that's your ass when you're an old lineman. You look at an old lineman and that's not great. He got a flat ass. He got no ass. You know, if they got a bubble, that's what you want with your old lineman. You want a big bubble.
We're talking about strippers, right? You know, right there. But Rosengarten, the first remembrance I have of him regular season last year was the game against the Chiefs. He came in and it was like, what?
Yeah.
He was spinning around in circles as they were getting all over him. But boy, did he stabilize. Would you say he was an upgrade over what was happening in 2023 at right tackle?
I think Bob, the biggest upgrade that he provided was he was much better at the end of this season than anything that we had. That's the big. He got better, whereas the year before we were getting hurt, we were alternating, doing all. You know, Falele was playing right tackle out of position. So yeah, it's a huge upgrade. And this year, you're talking about a guy that possibly is going to be a Pro Bowl right tackle.
Now the offense. And Nolan, get in here on this one, too. The potential personnel-wise seems to be limitless. And the NFL gods don't let you have limitless potential. Somebody's going to get zapped, maybe multiple players. It's just unfortunate. It happens. It's a physical game. I mean, these guys are so premier with the muscle mass. They get hurt in non-contact drills, just cutting with the strength and the power and all of that. But assuming they stay 90% healthy, the most important guy, of course, is number 8.
Right.
What's Todd Monken going to do with this team? They got a tough schedule. Now, we'll get to the defense as we roll on with the show and, of course, with the offseason, because they got a lot of good quarterbacks they're facing this year. But how good could this be, the best offense in the National Football League, most balanced, most productive, and all of that good stuff?
Well, I mean, if you look at last year, Bob, I mean, you're 7th in passing, 1st in rushing. I don't know that anybody is as balanced as that. They were, what, number 2 in scoring? 1? They were high in a lot of categories. Now, talking with offensive coaches yesterday, the biggest thing that they got to overcome is everybody's telling these players how great they are. Everybody is telling them how great they are. And, you know, are they zeroed in, you know, are they got the right attitude coming in, or are they like, I'm great? That's the thing. I mean, you got to get slapped in the face against Buffalo, you know, to like, okay, we got to get our crap back together again, you know, or, you know, you guys are looking good. And hopefully, Bob, and I hope, you know, a thing that's going to help them a lot is the practice against Washington. That's going to help a lot, you know, and then maybe that you know, if Washington's defense kind of has their way, or they, you know, they're having some struggles, maybe so. But if they go kick Washington's butt and they're boom, boom, bam, bam, and, you know, kicking everybody's butt, the confidence is going to grow. And then, you know what? Maybe it's like, hey, we are that good.
Yeah, I mean, understand the coaching perspective. You don't want guys resting on anything here, and, you know, we're not even in training camp yet. But if there was an offense that's worthy of that kind of praise, it would be the Ravens' offense. And it wasn't just 1 year. We've seen it for 2 years in a row with Todd Monken. It's the same coaching, same scheme, pretty much the exact same players, only adding here and there guys back from injury or free agents. So it's not like you've had any major losses. Coaching's the same, like I said. I mean, I got no problems handing out high praise or shooting for the moon. I mean, going from 23 to 24, I didn't think it was much, or I didn't know there was that much room to get better in terms of Lamar or the offense as a whole. Well, he did. Didn't win an MVP, but he was better. The whole offense was better. So why should I stop now? Why should I say that 25 can't be better than 24?
Yeah, look, Buffalo. Allen can throw. I don't think Buffalo's receivers are as good as the Ravens.
Agreed.
James Cook's a hell of a running back. So they can, and Allen himself can run. So they can do some things, but Ravens seem to be a notch above.
Yeah.
Kansas City. You know what I mean? Mahomes, we know. I mean, are we ever going to see the Patrick Mahomes of 18, 19, 20? That vintage again. Health will decide that, but can they run like the Ravens? No. Cincinnati can bring some offensive smoke to the equation here. And in the NFC, I mean, Philly, Hurts can run. They got the tush push. Barkley's a 2,000-yard guy. Their receivers are better than Baltimore's, I would think. Smith and A.J. Brown. Fair?
Yep.
Rams got some pretty strong offensive potential here. They just added Devontae Adams. Stafford's a little bit older. But if we want to talk about, you know, man for man, inch for inch, and we just talked about the O-line, I'm thinking the Ravens are kind of the team there.
It kind of reminds me, Bob, of back when I was in San Fran. Because you
Detroit,
know,
like, let's not forget them. Yeah, they're like pretty badass.
In 93, dude. Going into 94, we had the same cast of characters. You know, I mean, and we ended up having, you know, well, our running back, we had a great running back, Ricky Waters. We had a great fullback, William Floyd. Our tight end was a Pro Bowler. Steve Young was a Pro Bowler. Jerry Rice was awesome, you know. And we had the same cast of characters back. And were we better offensively the next year? We didn't start out. We started out slow. But then the machine started. Once the machine started to get going, was unstoppable. And the thing that helped our team, the thing that helped got our team over the hump, because our offense was number one and then number one the next year, was that the defense got better. That was the big thing. The defense got better.
We'll get to them in the 11 o'clock hour. But when we come back, remember last week, Nolan McGraw said the Orioles are back. I said they're getting better. Nolan said they're back. Orioles have lost two in a row. Lost again last night. Got Mize and Scoobal coming up next 2 days. Is Nolan ready to amend that statement, or is he still going to ride with his birds throughout this homestand, which includes the Angels, who are playing better baseball here? So are the Orioles still back in Nolan's eyes? What about you? 410-583-1057. We'll be crushed Wednesday. And if Hester Kerstad was an upper-level defensive outfielder, would he still be here, even though the offensive struggles have been well-documented?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.